Thank you, Anne. And now back to the news. The recent Raw Norfolk show was not blessed with the best weather conditions, and here's hoping this weekend's Lord Mayor's procession will fare a little better in that department. But very shortly, the judges of Anglia in Bloom will be judging the city's efforts, and the volunteers are working hard to get our fine city looking at its best. Norwich in Bloom volunteers are working hard to complete the planting, pruning and perfecting the gardens and flower display boxes as the judges for the RHS Britain in Bloom and Anglia in Bloom fast approaches. The judging for Anglia in Bloom takes place in less than a month, with the Britain in Bloom judges arriving just over 2 weeks later. Terry Bain from Norwich in Bloom is encouraging everyone to get involved in the bid. He said, "We want the judges to see how clean and attractive Norwich is, as well as rich in biodiversity, sustainable, sponsored and community-managed floral displays and wildlife habitat. Be part of the environmental campaign by keeping the route clean and attractive by prevention of litter, graffiti, dog fouling and fly posting." The judges will take a guided tour around the city on July the 18th and August the 8th around the fine city, taking in its colourful displays.
Children and teens can launch themselves into a range of activities at the Lord Mayor's launch pad in Norwich this Saturday. Chantry Car Park will be full of life as Culture Works East set up a new area of free fun for 8 to 16-year-olds as part of the Lord Mayor celebrations. Norwich City Council has teamed up with the award-winning youth arts organisation for family fun all day and into the night. Participants will be able to book into activities led by first-class facilitators and industry professionals, or they can drop into taster sessions, Q's and A's and demonstrations. Helen Selleck, Culture and Events Manager for Norwich City Council, said, "The Lord Mayor's launch pad is a great area for young people who can have a go at some amazing activities, watch performers or just hang out. It was really buzzing last year and we recommend early bookings for some of the workshops. Pre-booking to be on the guest list of a selection of workshops is now open. The workshops include Comic Art Masterclass with Beano artist Kev Sutherland, Mission to Mars, Augmented and Digital Reality with Laboratory Media Education, 2D Cutout Animation, and Lord Mayor's Junior Reporters with the evening news for 8 to 12-year-olds. Marvel and Beano comic artist Kev F. believes that comics are a vital tool in our kids' education. I had the best reading age in my primary school because, from the age of 5, I was reading Marvel comics. So I could spell thermonuclear device at 6. That's the sort of wisdom I'm hoping the kids will pick up."
They brave the wind, rain and mud to make it to this year's Royal Norfolk Show. And thanks to their efforts, the county's leading agricultural event has been yet another outstanding success. Show organisers have today praised the public for coming out in force despite the bad weather on the opening day. Around 3 inches of rain fell on the showground in Cossey on Wednesday, turning parts of the arena into mud. But it did not dampen the spirits of the 80,000 people who turned up over the two-day period. Show director Mark Nicholas said, "I take my bowler hat off to everyone who has come to the Raw Norfolk Show this year, not just visitors, but those who have come with livestock and the several hundred businesses who put their resources into getting here. Given the challenging conditions, it has been a triumph. The weather improved yesterday, with the sun finally breaking through the clouds at around midday. As a result, thousands of people poured through the gates on what is traditionally the busier of the 2 days."
Our fine city's long history of welcoming incomers is being celebrated in a touring open-air variety show packed full of stories and song. Come You In is the latest production by the Common Lot Theatre Company, which opened on Friday at Hyland Park and was also performed at Kett's Heights and Cow Tower over the weekend. People of all ages have been enjoying watching the free show, which sees Professor Kirby Beadon take to the stage to give a lecture about the history of immigration in Norwich before the Common Lot's troupe of entertainers jump in and add some theatrical magic. The show reflects on the many different types of people who have made Norwich their home over the centuries, from the Flemish weavers, or strangers, to the Huguenots, to modern-day migrants, and it looks at the great contributions they have made to the city.
It was all fun and games with a healthy twist at the Langley School marquee at the Royal Norfolk Show. The stand revolved around the school's health and well-being programme, whilst teaming up with the Paralympian Jessica Jane Applegate and local fitness and YouTube stars The Lean Machines, John Chapman and Leo Bustin. The stand atmosphere was energetic as Jessica Jane took on the boys in a cycling challenge, which turned their energy into smoothies. Jessica Jane was the clear winner, whilst John Chapman was the highest scorer on the Watt Bike competition. Darren Eady, head of football at Langley School and Norwich City legend, said, "It's great to have the support from Jessica and the Lean Machines at the Norfolk Show. We've had some amazing homegrown talent who here today are bringing an awareness of health and well-being to the community. Obviously, with my 26 knee operations, I wasn't able to be quickly there or to keep up with Jessica or the boys."
And that's all for this part of Chatterbox. In a few moments, Pauline Goldsworthy and Mike Hutchinson will have more news from Norwich, as well as the weekly information desk, and our second feature, this time by the Norwich Society Vice Chair. So for now, it's goodbye from Paddy Watkins and
Ian Robertson.